in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Hello, kings and queens and in-between sinner saints, and I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another Cultural Analysis episode of Yash Jesus. I'm Daniel Francesi, and I'm here at my bestie and my anal cease.
Thanks, sassy assy sis, Azariah Southward.
Here at Yash Jesus, we believe Jesus might need a new PR person, but he doesn't need a Super Bowl ad.
Or two Super Bowl ads.
But some folks thought that the Holy Trinity conspiracy with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and Jesus Christ was so real that they needed to take an ad about it. But more on that after the praise report and prayer request portion of our show. This is the part of our show where you have a little extra something that you're excited about this week, that you're like, wow, God blessed me with this. I want to tell everyone and shout it from the shofar and Hosanna and all that. Let us know. Let us know. And we will hallelujah with you here on Yash Jesus. But if you have something that's a little heavy on your chest and you just want us to pray, we'll pray. And our listeners will pray along with you. So we're going to start out with a prayer request, Azzy.
Yes. So we're going to join Canoeist Pastor in prayer for Carolyn, because Carolyn is recovering from a stroke. So we are going to join in prayer with Carolyn and Canoeist Pastor.
Yes, big prayers for Carolyn right now. Also, we have a praise report. This is a great update. Okay, we got a praise request from Karen a while ago. An update from Karen, who a while ago said that my friend I asked for prayer requests for could still use them. Okay. He had an intestinal surgery 3 times in 36 hours last week, and he's been on a ventilator ever since, and he's been having seizures multiple times a day, and they just found out that he has encephalitis, which is swelling on the brain, and he's also not waking up from lowering the sedation. We hadn't aired the prayer request, but Karen kept us updated on her friend's progress, and we finally got this message. We wanted to give you another update. He's off the vent.
Yeah.
Still has the trach, just in case, but yesterday, he's got a speaking valve so he can work on strengthening his vocal cords and try swallowing tests in the coming weeks to get rid of the feeding tube. He's approved to go to Gaylord Rehab in Connecticut, and there's a neuro rehab hospital there that's ironically sponsors the sled hockey team that he plays on.
How cool.
Ironically, that's kind of blessed.
More like God-onically.
Yes, okay. But that's really good news. That is a praise report. So
that is.
I think that's God is still in the business of doing miracles.
Yes.
Okay, she's still in business.
That's right.
And we'll let you know more of that good word after this break with the scripture of the day.
So I'm Sister Milan. I'm a fabulous queen from Edinburgh. I've just fixed my hair for this podcast because I'm that type of queen. And you're listening to Yas Jesus.
All right, yes, Jesuits, we are back with our scripture of the day. This is a two-parter for reasons you'll come to understand. Our scripture of the day comes from John 13, 3 through 5. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from supper, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. And then we're going to jump down to verse 14 that says, "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you have also ought to wash one another's feet."
So basically, God is telling you, Azzy, to give me a pedicure.
Honey, oh, that is doing the work of the Lord.
Hey!
That's going to take a miracle.
Hey, you can't say that in English. My experience with pedicures is that you're supposed to say that in a foreign language while laughing at the size of my feet.
De plus, sentiment.
Excusez-moi!
There you go. I said it in French.
Okay, are we too late to talk about those ads? Okay, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're talking about those ads.
Those.
The ones that showed up on the Super Bowl and now YouTube and probably everywhere else.
There's been so many memes created about, well, yes, if you were watching the Super Bowl, which I was not, you saw no less than 5 ads for religion. 5. 5 Super Bowl ads. Hello, American Christian nationalism. One featured Mark Wahlberg promoting a Catholic prayer app.
Well, Mark Wahlberg is very Catholic, so that fits. But did you see how he rebranded Lent to be the Mark Wahlberg 40-day challenge?
Yeah.
Just like they rebranded Purgatory and turned it into DMV.
That's the truth. Well, one was a Stop Jewish Hate ad, and then another one was for, you guessed it, Scientology.
And then two were from this campaign titled He Gets Us.
So we're going to talk about the He Gets Us because we like to stay in our lane. This isn't the first year they bought a Super Bowl ad, and it probably won't be the last. They also had a couple ads during the 2023 Super Bowl.
So if the goal of these ads was to create buzz, then it certainly succeeded. There are so many think pieces about these ads.
This year, the first ad was longer. It featured images of people washing each other's feet.
Okay, so showing off the foot stuff, that should bring some kinky people into the church, perhaps.
But did you know, yes, Jesuits, that foot washing is also a Bible story, like the scripture from the scripture of the day? It's where our scripture of the day came from. Jesus did wash his disciples' feet, and he did command us to wash one another's feet. So maybe that's where this ad came from. Maybe.
So the ad is just a series of images. So we're going to take you frame by frame. Obviously, this is a podcast, so we will describe what we are seeing. But you can also follow along if you Google something like Super Bowl foot washing ad.
You turn your safe feature search thing on, though. Okay. But we have to make a lot of assumptions based on the images. So we are going to describe and interpret what we are seeing. Then we're going to talk more about it.
Okay, we see, here we go, a family at dinner. It's a family at dinner.
I see Rob Flo at dinner washing his dad's feet.
Yeah, it looks like a young dude. And then I really don't know what the scene is going on here, but maybe the dad and the young kid with the bleached hair and the old dad have different ways.
Right.
These kids with their hair and their clothes.
Yeah. He's like the alternative, kind of edgy black sheep of the family. And
so they're getting along.
They're all kind of dressed conservatively in a conservative decorated home. And he's washing their feet. So maybe like it's...
He's like coming... Yeah, he's coming home from the fire festival. All right, so let's see number two. We got number two now. And number two is a cop and a black man with a tank top.
In an alley.
Okay.
And like, he's washing his foot on a box.
So it's a cop. And so we're supposed to assume that the black guy's the drug dealer because they're in an alley. Like, this is weird to me. Like, already I'm getting sus feelings when I look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go on to three. Go ahead. Let's see. Okay, three is...
Two students at school, and one of them looks like they could be queer.
This is like that queer-quoted thing, like, in the Walsh University pamphlet where they're, like, trying to trick kids to thinking that they're affirming.
Here, the popular cheerleader girl is going to wash the queer student.
And she has red hair and Doc Martin boots.
We're so humble and Christ-like.
So she must be a queer Janice.
This next one looks like a Native American and maybe a rancher. It's somewhere in the Southwest, and they're both older men.
Okay, and then this one is outside of a family planning clinic. There's protesters, but then the woman with blonde hair is washing the feet of a much younger woman, so...
I love that this is one of them, because we're going to get to it in a little bit, who's behind the funding of this. Because
right, because this is where they tried to gaslight. We're smelling gaslighting. Gas. we're like the canary in the mine. Like, it's like starting to happen.
Very bad. All right, now this one, maybe this is a daughter and her alcoholic mother, because there's a lot of alcoholic...
There's a lot of bottles.
Bottles.
Yeah.
They're both sitting on the kitchen floor in a messy-looking kitchen.
They're too drunk to get up, maybe.
Well, the mom is, at least. And the daughter's washing what appears to be the alcoholic mother's feet.
She also needs to wash some dishes.
And her hair.
Okay. Then we have an older man who's washing feet of a younger woman. Okay, maybe this woman's indigenous, and then there's oil drills, and then there's a Clean Air Now sign that's been discarded into the bushes. This is like, what's gonna be next? Like, honestly, like a dead student in an AK-15. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's gonna be a,
they're going on every hot top. Like, why don't you show the oil wells blowing up? Like,
yeah, why don't you show us the 14 million gallon oil spill in the ocean?
This is like Standing Rock. It's giving like Standing Rock.
No, I predict that the next one's gonna be a plastic straw and a turtle skull.
Okay, wait. It's just every hot pot. Okay, this one's migrants getting off a bus, presumably from Florida. DeSantis sent them there. A woman is holding a baby, and she's having her feet washed by a suburban woman in a pink sweater who is from Texas.
Once again, we're going to get to this, but the people that are behind funding this ad are also the ones funding the politicians who are doing these.
There's a white picket fence, which is iconic imagery. When I say a white picket fence, what do you think?
America.
And then it's like everyone.
5 kids.
Right. And all these immigrants getting dropped off.
Yeah. By this nice little white woman. Well, looks, this next one looks like they're neighbors. But one couple is Muslim. She has her headscarf on, and the other couple look pretty white.
Yeah, so I don't know what. I guess this is just like Muslim stigma.
Yeah.
Okay, let's skip this one. Let's get in the next one. Another one with, all right, this is two feminine presenting people, and they're sitting while other people are all yelling at each other, and some are holding signs that say, shut him up, and censorship, and silence hate. And it looks like super, you know, it's just like all races of anger. And this is giving Black Lives Matter protests kind of era, like, you know, like kind of.
Well, also it's reminding me of the whole like people that are anti-cancel culture.
Oh, right. Know, so like woke this, versus.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it's giving. All right. Now this next one, is different because no one is actually doing a foot washing. It's just two older guys. Each have a foot in a tub. One is white, one is black, and there is a little wrist touching going on. But in the background, like they're sitting out on the front porch, but in the background through the kitchen window, you can see that there's maybe one of their wives possibly in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's very suggestive.
So what's happening here? Like
maybe a secret love?
They actually look like their feet might be touching in the tub.
Maybe it's a little,
because I'm telling you, it's a little like we're touching in the tub while the wife's making us a tiramisu.
And they're making eye contact.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, it's getting weirder as it goes on. It's definitely like that part in Willy Wonka where it's like, is it raining? Is it snowing? Like the images are getting progressively more.
As long as it's nothing like that Willy Wonka immersive experience.
Okay, so maybe this is the queer representation we've been waiting for, okay?
Maybe.
It could be. All right, and then there's this image, okay? And now this is perhaps the one that more people are reading into, assuming depicts a queer person, okay? It's a white priest who's watching the foot of a younger black guy.
And here's why people think he's gay. The young black guy, not the white priest. It's because he has roller skates.
Gay.
It's me. And it's true. That's why he is gay. Roller skates make you gay.
But he's also holding his arm. He's a little cunt. Like he's like holding his arm.
Yeah, he's serving a little cunt.
And he's giving his foot in a way that might say like he knows how to sashay away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or shantay if need be.
She looks like she could be a ballerina.
Honestly, it's like, it's honestly giving me like a little bit of like Heidi and Closet.
Heidi and Closet like, face. Brooklyn Heights like pointed
extension,
feet.
Yeah. So, like, this is just weird. Like, you know, why would they make back to back? It makes me wonder if the old men were even gay or not. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, they were just trying to, like, it was foreshadowing.
And then it says, Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet. Now all of those people had to be gay because they hate us. Like, that part. Like, so that's the interesting part to me. Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet. Okay. So that's the ad, if you haven't seen it. Foot washing from a lot of different people in a lot of different situations.
Well, last year the campaign was run by the Signatory, who describes themselves as a Christian ministry seeking to build the kingdom of God by inspiring world-changing generosity.
And then this year, the He Gets Us campaign is run by Come Near, which is a nonprofit dedicated to, quote, sharing the life and love of Jesus in new and thought-provoking ways.
So we're going to spend $17.5 million on a Super Bowl ad. Great thought-provoking way. But both of these organizations were funded by, take note, the Green Family. The Green family are the founders of the privately owned Hobby Lobby. And if you are not aware, Hobby Lobby has contributed generously, and I mean millions generously, to far-right candidates and issues and ultra-conservative organizations, including the Alliance Defending Freedom. And if you don't know who they are, you need to educate yourself on who they are, because they are behind so many of the anti-LGBTQ legislation in this country. They oppose LGBTQ people, among several other freedoms.
Okay, so is this ad a bait and switch? Have we 100%. Been bamboozled?
Yes.
Was it the flim flam?
Yes.
Is it telling us that Jesus didn't teach hate, even while hate groups oppress LGBTQ people, people of color, women, migrants, and so many more, and old men who touch feet in tubs?
Yes. The other thing we need to bring up is the cost. Super Bowl commercials are not cheap.
No, they are spendy, honey.
It's around $7 million. For a 30-second ad.
Just 30 seconds.
And he gets us had a 60-second ad and a 15-second ad.
So for those of you who are trying to do the maths at home, that's $17.5 million for 75 seconds of airtime.
Danny, do you have $17.5 million I can borrow?
No,
there's
girl.
An ad that I want to take out for on the Super Bowl next year that I really think is going to change the way people view Jesus.
No.
Okay. Well, there are so many people saying that $17 million could have gone to feed the hungry, house the homeless, and care for the poor. And they're not wrong.
And we went out there to ask our Yas Jesus listeners and my social media followers, I love you all, what would you do with $17.5 million instead of this ad? And we got some good responses. The first set of responses are some social media ideas. Now, listen to this. Someone said, I'd get an ad saying how Christ loves everyone, no matter their race, sexual orientation, or gender. Just say that. Why have to imply that with maybe two people touching feet in a tub? Say it. If you mean it, say it. Say that then.
Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Okay. And another person said, I would pay every network to air the Bible documentary, 1946, The Mistranslation That Shifted Culture. That came from drag queen Nicole Halliwell.
That's actually not a bad one, Nicole.
Yeah, good job. Everyone should see that. I totally agree. Yeah.
Well, the second set of responses really was about trying to meet real needs in our world. So two responses said that they would send the money to Palestine. Another one said, I would give it all to refugee support organizations. They know the needs and I trust them. And then a lot about housing, feed the hungry, house those without a home, and basically ensure people have needs met. Additionally, unhoused LGBTQIA plus youth. This is our future and our legacy. So I don't know, something about housing or help the homeless might be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Those were some of your suggestions. Yeah. And you know, there's always some smart ass. Somebody said, can we keep involving feet somehow? Just kidding. Or am I? I love even the perverts. Now, does Jesus really need new PR?
Maybe he does, because his representatives have not been doing a great job. I don't think Jesus needs new PR as he needs sincere, committed, life-changed followers. And that includes me. That includes us. You know, we just need to do better about embodying the values and the teachings of Christ. He doesn't need new PR.
Mm. Well, what do you think, dear listeners? We want to hear your thoughts. Did you like that he gets us ads? I could see how some people could like them. I mean, did you think the ads are helpful to restore Jesus's reputation? You know, did you catch any LGBTQ representation in the ads? Who did you think was queer? And what do you think about trusting these groups behind the ads? How do you feel about that now with a little more information? How would you spend over $17 million to best represent Jesus?
Yeah, as the organization's called Come Near that funded it, it should really be called Run! Run far! Well, let us know on our social at YesJesusPod, or send us an email at contact@yesjesuspod.com if you're old school.
And for your love, tithe, love offering, charity, act of good this week.
All right, now that we've trashed a $17.5 million expensive commercial, we need to tell you to do some good in the world. You know, washing feet really is a humbling act. I've done it as a spiritual act, and it really can be a transformative spiritual moment. And so it might appeal to some for that reason. It might appeal to others for foot fetish reasons, and we praise God for that. But it's not for everyone. Instead, might we suggest that you donate toiletries to your local homeless shelter? People do need to wash their feet, and people need to wash their hair, and their head, and their armpits, and their crotch. And sorry, I got carried away there. But help some people who are experiencing homelessness have some care. Donations of soap, shampoo, toothpaste, and even some new clothes, those go a long, long way.
Yeah, and if you travel for your job, you can collect them from hotels and then drop them off at the local LGBTQ center when you get home. Now listen, you may have followers, but if your followers are not actively engaging with each other, learning from each other, and vibing regularly, then you don't have a community. So please reach out to us. We want to know who you are, and we want to feel your presence. And we also want to spread the love to other queer Christian music and artists. So if you're a queer Christian musician and you want us to play one of your songs, send us an email to contact@yazjesuspod.com with a link to where we can find the MP3 files of the songs that you want us to consider. And yes, we have more drag queen prayers. Yes, Jesus. Was that RuPaul's Drag Con in London? And while we were there, we got some holy prayers from some divine drag queens. And today we're going to open up our prayer segment with a prayer offering by Sissy Milan.
I pray that there comes a day where everybody's accepted, everyone's treated equally. Being a dad of two myself, having the acceptance without judgment is what I really pray for. I have two boys, they're 8 and 9 at the moment. There comes a stigmatism with being a queer parent, let alone being a drag queen. But I think it's just, it's so important to really push the acceptance and their own strength. Let them know that everything's accepted, everything's equal. I know that things have been said to my boys in school in the past, and all they say is, that's my dad and I love him. And I'm really proud of that. Amen.
Thank you, Sissy Milan. We're proud of you too. Dear Jesus, we don't think that your reputation needs redemption. You are about sacrificial love, calling us to love our enemies and serve our neighbors in need. You set an example of how we should live in simple love for one another. You don't need expensive TV ads. You need us to follow you.
We are joining canoeist pastor in prayer for Carolyn. May her recovery from the stroke be steady, letting her move and speak and always being surrounded by love and care. And may she always know your love and your presence. We also give praise for Karen's friend who is recovering nicely from some serious medical issues. God, we know that you are laughing with him. That fact that he's being sponsored by the rehab center that's also sponsors his sled hockey team.
Such a miracle.
We love your sense of humor, and we give thanks and praise for the progress that he's making and for the joy that you bring in what's a challenging time. Mm. So we give praise and we continue to pray on their behalf in the way of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Yash Jesus. You can find us on social media at Yash Jesus Pod or on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you like the show, please support us with a little donation. We've set up a Patreon account, made it real easy for you to become a supporter. All you have to do is give us a one-time donation through the Buy Me a Coffee button too. And both of the information how to do both of those things will be in the show notes and on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you ain't got no money, honey, then don't worry about it. Just leave us a review, share us with a friend. Those things really help spread Yash Jesus, the podcast, to people that might need to hear it.
Yes, honey. And you can leave us an audio prayer request or praise report on our website at yasjesuspod.com. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show. So drop us a line or send us a recording on yasjesuspod.com.
Send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, your guest ideas, or even just a sacre bleu, you have huge feet. But they are super cool. We'd love to hear from you. Yash Jesus is hosted by me, the super cool Dana Francesi, and my bestie.
He's gotten good. He gets gotten and had me, Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the freaking Deacon Ross Murray and Lady Boss Meredith Pauly. Our sugar daddies are Nathaniel N. and John H. And we want you to join them, so visit us on the Yes Jesus Patreon right now.
This episode is brought to you by World of Wonder, and we are streaming and screaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, God loves you just as you are.
So keep praising the Lord, y'all.